Welcome to worship at Southwood Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Greg Olson. It's good of you to join us for worship this morning. I want to announce two things before we get started. First of all, you see that I'm standing next to our Advent wreath. Next Sunday begins the season of Advent, and we would like to encourage you to create your own Advent wreath, four candles that you can light along with us as we walk through the four Sundays of Advent leading to Christmas. I also want to ask you for your prayers. Right now in our community, our hospitals are really being taxed, so I would ask for your prayers for our healthcare workers, especially this week, as well as prayers for some of our nonprofits, like the food bank and the gathering place, who are not allowing volunteers right now because of the high COVID rates, and so the burden of doing all of that hard work is on their staff. Keep them in your prayer as well. Now let's worship. Couple announcements before we get back to worship. This week is Thanksgiving, and we will be offering our annual Thanksgiving Eve service on Wednesday via this medium through our website and through Facebook. So look for it. It'll go up about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's going to feature a wonderful, wonderful testimony by one of our members of all about gratitude. And we'll also have an opportunity to give a special Thanksgiving offering for our mission work in the world. Secondly, don't forget, we're in our time of collecting commitments for the coming year. So if you would like to make a pledge, a commitment, a financial support to the church, please do that this week. We really would like to wrap that up by Thanksgiving, if at all possible. Information is on the screen as to how you can do that. You can do that online through our app or through the mail. And finally, last announcement is, for Christmas, we always have giving trees. Well, this year, because of COVID, we have virtual giving trees. You can go online and you can sign up for something that you can bring to the church, which we will be distributing through the community for kids in need this Christmas. Don't forget to be a part of the virtual Christmas tree offering this year. Now let's get back to worship.
Faithfulness, O God, my Father.
Winston Churchill once said, "You make a living by what you get, but you make a life by what you give." He's making the point that until you give of yourself away, that's when you realize the impact that your life can have. And it also reminds you of the purpose and the meaning that comes with life. And just think of what we have to give. We can give of our time, our talents, our care, our compassion, our forgiveness, our love, even our money. But it's until we give of our life do we find real meaning for life and make it all worthwhile. We've been talking about giving here at Southwood in November, as we always do, because we ask you during this time of the year to make a commitment of your financial resources to support the work and ministry of this church for the coming year of 2021. And we're asking you to do that again this year. You can do that by making a pledge. You can go online to do that. You can use our new Southwood app, or you can mail it in. Today, I would like to just dive into one of the lessons in Scripture by St. Paul, where he describes the impact that our giving makes. It comes from 2 Corinthians, the 9th chapter. In the 6th verse, he says this: "The point is this, the one who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and the one who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully." You see, that's the law of nature, isn't it? What you sow, you reap. You plant a few seeds, and that's the kind of crop you'll have. If you plant more seeds, you'll have a larger crop. You sow, and what you will then reap based on what you sow. Now, does that mean that when we give, we're going to get something back in terms of a monetary gift? Probably not. But the more we sow, the more we give of ourselves, the more fulfillment, the more meaning, the more sense of purpose we receive back. That's what we reap in the harvest. So that's where Paul starts. He reminds us that it's there that we find purpose and meaning in life. And then he goes on and he says, "Each of you must give as you have made up your mind, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver." We have the choice, you and I, to decide how much we're going to give. God doesn't want me to stand up here and try to manipulate you or scare you into giving or somehow twist your arm into giving. No. What God wants us to give and feel great about it. God wants us to give and realize we are partnering with God to do something really wonderful in the world and feel good about it. God wants us to give and in a way say, "Thank you, God, for what you've already given me." That's the kind of heart, that's the kind of spirit that God wants us to have. It's out of joy that we give. It's out of joy that we get to participate with God and God's work in the world through our giving. St. Paul continues, "And then God is able to provide you with every blessing in abundance, so that by always having enough of everything, you may share abundantly in every good work." Here Paul is reminding us that it takes faith to give. It takes faith to give because when you give, you have to have the faith that God is going to continue to provide for you. Now, this is what's always struck me about people who have very little means. And I've seen this time and time and time again in my life. People who have very little give out of their little, but they give so abundantly. And when you give like that, when you have very little to give, you have to have faith. You have to believe that God is going to provide for you. You couldn't give any other way. And so when we have abundance, when we have all of our needs met and much, much more, you know, it's so easy to want to hold on to it. Because let's face it, many of us, we give and we don't even hardly miss it. We don't have to have much faith that God is going to continue to provide. But that's where faith comes in to real sacrificial giving. When we give, we have to believe that God is going to use it, yes, for great purposes, but also believe that God will continue to provide for us as well. Remember, God is a giving God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. And certainly if we have a God like that who gives his only Son for us, God will make sure that our needs are met. And then he goes on. "God, who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food, will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. God multiplies what we give. Here at Southwood this year, we've been talking about it as the ripple effect. It's the idea that we have, you know, you have this beautiful pond or lake, and it's just as smooth as glass, and you throw a stone in it, and it makes ripples that just ripple out throughout the whole pond or lake. Well, think about the boulder that Southwood Lutheran Church is. We have over 4,000 members here. And when we are all giving, think of the ripples that we are making and how God multiplies it. I mean, one of the things we've talked about during this season of COVID is how God has used our church and used this online worship in a tremendous way. It has enlarged our ministry territory significantly. We have people watching our worship now that were never a part of our congregation before COVID-19. God's multiplying the faithful giving that's made all of this possible. God does it in our children's ministry. During VBS, we generally have 600 children attend VBS. Over a third of those are visitors. A third are just invited by their friends. Imagine the message that God is able to plant in their hearts by being here with their friends during VBS. God multiplies what we give. It's the big ripple effect. Certainly, that happens in care as we reach out and care for people. It happens in our student ministry. It happens in our mission work. Let me tell you something that's happening right now. If you haven't seen the news, or maybe you've watched it on our Facebook page, Honduras is going through a terrible time. It's already been hit by one hurricane, and it's being presently hit by another. Flooding is at the disastrous level. For some of you, you've been on mission trips to Honduras. You've walked through the airport in San Pedro Sula. Imagine that huge airport and water up to the counters. That's what it's like. That's what it's like right now. In La Sabida, where we have our sister church, fortunately, they've been spared. But our pastor there, Pastor Manolo, has been getting on a boat and going up a river to a small village where 38 families have lost their homes to flooding. They've lost everything. They're living on higher ground, and they have nothing. They don't even have shelter. And he's taking to them provisions like food and water, clean water, and clothing and blankets. And guess what, folks? You and I, because of our giving, we're helping to make that happen. We'll never meet those people. We'll never see them. But we're helping to make that happen. In another area of Honduras, in El Progreso, we have one of our own members, Haley Jansen, who is kind of like our missionary. She leads a program for street kids. And they find these kids who've been abandoned or have run away or whatever the situation. They bring them in. They love them. They provide them education. They give them hope. Well, that whole ministry has been flooded. And they had to leave without able to take anything with them. All they had was the clothes on their backs. So Haley now is finding a place for them to stay, trying to give them clothing, food, mattress to sleep on, blankets. Guess what, folks? Because of your and my giving, we're providing that. We are able to do that. We are the church, and we are still at work because of your faithful giving. That's just two examples of how your giving is rippling out. You'll never see any of these people. You'll probably never meet them, but they're being impacted because of your faithfulness and your giving. St. Paul ends this section by saying this: "Thanks be to God for his incredible gift. And I want to thank you for your giving, because through this past year, we've been challenged as a community, as a people, as a church. But Southwood has been able to rise up to that challenge, and it has been able to serve in ways that we've been called upon in extraordinary circumstances. That is due to your faithful giving. And I want to encourage you, as I always do, to make a commitment so that we know how to plan for 2021. And I want to thank you in advance for your giving to this church to keep it strong as we move into this new year. And I also want to thank God that God has brought us together, that God has given us a sense of purpose and mission as a church. And because of that, this church has stood strong in the midst of a worldwide pandemic and all the stressors that that has caused. Thank you, as children of God, for being the church during this time. And may God bless us as we move in to the year of 2021. Amen.
Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of Thy love. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for Thee. Take my voice and let me sing, always only for my King. Take my lips and let them be filled with messages from Thee. Take my silver and my gold, not a mite would I withhold. Take my intellect and use every power as You choose. Here am I, all of me. Take my life, it's all for Thee. Take my will and make it Thine, it shall be no longer mine. Take my heart, it is Thine own, it shall be Thy royal throne. Take my love, my Lord, I pour, at Your feet its treasure store. Take myself and I will be ever only all for Thee. Take myself and I will be ever only all for Thee. Here am I, all of me. Take my
Let us go to God now in a time of prayer. Giving God, You have blessed us with so much. We give thanks for the creation that sustains us in this life, for the abilities that we have that make a difference in this world, for the resources that You have provided to us that we can share for the benefit of others in your name. Create in us, O God, generous hearts, knowing that you are using our giving to Southwood in powerful and impactful ways. We pray also for our community as we continue to fight this battle against COVID-19. For nurses and doctors and hospital staffs who are working long hours to serve those who are sick. For researchers and scientists working on a vaccine. For those working to serve the poor who are putting in long hours to share with those people who are in great need. We pray for strength and perseverance as community members and as we fight this pandemic impacting us all. And now, O God, hear us as we pray your prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
With justice, walk with mercy, and with God's humble care. When you walk from here, when you walk from here, walk with justice, walk with mercy, and with God's humble care. When you walk from here, walk from here, walk with justice, walk with mercy, and with God's humble care.